Hi, this is KLLGLP 97.9 FM in Willits, California, and I am Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! Woo! Whoa, whoa. Chug, 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 chug up the hill. Puffing and a chugging, you know the engine will reach the summit. Oh, and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety, clickety clickety clickety. Oh, God, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. How are you doing out there? Are you out there? Are you in there? Hey, before I forget, well, gosh, I already did. No, KLLG is having its sixth birthday bash on September the 30th. That is September 30th. Now, you're going to remember that. Come on down to the Willits Grange. I call it Grange Central Station. But, come on in and celebrate at our sixth annual fundraising event. Do you know that the world-renowned boogie-woogie mama, Wendy DeWitt, will be there going, hey, and that she'll get you in the right. She'll make you move where you need to move. And Greg,
me,
and my son Malachi, Schindels, yeah, that's who we are. We can hardly wait to show off our thing. And by the way, after that comes funkacillin. It's not like penicillin, it's funkacillin. Yeah, you need a shot of this stuff. Ooh, and it'll shake and rock and set you free. Okay, hey. And by the way, Turtle Island Tacos will be on hand to serve their famous delights. And of course, there will be beer and wine, and no winers, but just wine. And oh yes, believe it or not, the magic elixir, water will be there too. Johnny Water. Now the doors will be opening at 6 o'clock, and the music will be beginning around 7, and it's going to rock you until 10 at night. Then you can go over to the pub or something like that. I don't know. Hey, by the way, tickets are available at J.D. Red House or at the door. So come on out and listen. Listener, come on, listeners. Come out and listen and dance and jump around and spend some money. Come on and have fun supporting your hometown radio. Remember which one that is? Come on. This is KLLG. LP. That's for low power. Not high power, but low power. Hey, I gotta get myself into another mood here. Here's a song. I think this might work for me. Oh yeah, I did already. Hey. A boo doo boo doo boo ba da dee ya. Zumba dumba dunna 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 doodly a day. Here's a little song he wrote. You might want to sing it note for note, but don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. And you worry, you make it double, because don't worry, don't worry. Be happy, happy, happy. Do, 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 do. Love my love. Brew, 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 The landlord said, your rent is late. Hey, you know you may have to litigate. But don't worry, be happy. Whoa. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. Don't worry. Cause when you worry, your face will frown. You know that will bring everybody down. So don't worry. And there's a little song he wrote. Hey, did you sing it note for note? I didn't. But don't worry, I'm not behind. Okay. All right. Oh, be happy. You know, here's something my old friend Mac told me. So, no mysteries are molding, the universe unfolding, but if good and bad are set apart, then tell your mind and break your heart. But what has no name still has no name. Piling dimensions on top of dimensions, though. Hire liars, pull your wires, and make you pay for what you say. Enlightenment's not a Mercedes-Benz. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. Happening. It's just an illusion. All the confusion. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. Conception, perception, preception, deception. Seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling, thinking, knowing you think, and thinking you know. We all have bodies as big as our minds are, so let it go and let it be, because you can know and you can see and you can appear through the universe. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. Just an illusion. All the confusion. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. That's right, Mac McCarty. I know exactly what you're talking. So I'm going to tell you, folks, relax. Rest assured, by the way, nobody really knows, so relax. You think you know and you're worried about that? Don't worry, you do not know. Hey, I tell you what. Why don't you just get on your Facebook and look for some of those, all the words of wisdom that are on there. I mean, they're odd, but just for fun, I gotta say, I did just that, and here are some of these the quotes that I kind of ran across. I caught my eye, you know. Ooh, ouch. Here's one. When I die, I hope it's early in the morning so I don't have to go to work for no reason. Oh, I wonder if he likes his job. Hey, the fact that there's a highway to hell... and only a stairway to heaven, it says a lot about the anticipated traffic numbers. Ooh, look out. We're all going. Ooh, what are you driving? Not a Mercedes-Benz, that's for sure. Hey, the only reason I'm old and wise is because God protected me when I was young and stupid. And I was. Oh, yeah, you can tell, can't you? Hey, you wouldn't worry so much about what others think of you if you realized how seldom they do. Thank you, Eleanor Roosevelt. And I'll tell you right now, you know, fall is just around the corner. Malbone is coming up on us. Woo-wee! The equinox and then, you know, the leaves. Anyway, I found this quote is quite charming. The trees are about to show us how lovely it is to let things go. Ooh, I wish it were that. There they go. Oh, they're so pretty. Ah, that's my hair that's falling out. My teeth. Wait a minute. Hey, when you hold a grudge, your hands aren't free to catch blessings. That reminds me. I think I'd like to sing a Leonard Cohen tune about... Oh, gather up the brokenness and bring it to me now. Oh, the fragrance of those promises you never dared to vow. All the splinters that you carry, the cross you left behind. Come healing of the body, come healing of the mind. Oh, let the heavens hear it, the penitential hymn. Come healing of the spirit, come healing of the limb. Behold the gates of mercy in arbitrary space, and none of us deserving the cruelty or the grace. A solitude of longing, where love has been confined. Oh, come healing of the body, come healing of the mind. Oh, see the darkness yielding that tore the light apart. Come healing of the reason, come healing of the heart. Oh, troubled dust concealing an undivided love of the heart beneath is teaching to the broken heart above. Oh, let the heavens falter and let the earth proclaim, come healing of the altar, come healing of the name. Oh, longing of the branches to lift the little bud. Ah, longing of the arteries to purify the blood. Oh, let the heavens hear it, that penitential hymn. Oh, come healing of the spirit, come healing of the limb. Oh, let the heavens hear it, that penitential hymn. Come healing of the spirit, come healing of the limb. Leonard Cohen, wow. He was one of those folk singers back then who got to this kind of very spiritual sensitive place, you know, but I'm glad he did too. So come healing. We all know that there's pain all around us right now. I know you've got some right now. You're just denying it or getting used to it, but it's something we're all dealing with. So let the healing continue in your lives and in my life, as we grow and live, and then, of course, we die and forgotten forever. Not forever, but, you know, I mean, a little while. But hey, what if there was no need? How about this? What if there was no need for healing? Like, what if we were all just fine and happy all the time? Oh, gosh, is that boring? I don't think so. I'd like to try it. Hey, but what if there was no pain in this world? You know, pain free. Now, some of you know that I love this Albert Sijo's poem about land of pain-free analgesia. It starts, it was almost time for lunch. Pain is human, Wallace Stevens. Okay, here we go. I propose a crash program to relieve human society from all pain by the year, let's say 2025. Hey, I mean fast relief from pain of every kind, both mind and body, even basic uneasy ontological pain of upholding improbable state called life. Total relief. So there's not a twinge of pain in any human worldwide. Oh, I'd like that. I'm talking about massive research into finer and finer pain-killing substances. Still, we have one that will give instant, permanent relief from all pain in human life. Whoa. Hey, let's take the bucks from high-energy physics, cancer, cardiovascular research, and all the bucks we cough up to support myth of contending nation-states, high-tech aerospace projects, etc. All the earth-destroying projects that got us knee-deep in excrements earth-wide and turned world into a combo plate of Big Mac, Coke, fries with a side of sukiyaki, plus two scoops rice. Hey, let's take these bucks to fund the most awesome crash program the world has ever seen. Let's get down to basics. Let's forget those endless bullcrap projects that we've been fritting our time and money away on. Oh, man. And address problem numero uno in human life. Pain. The total elimination of pain by the end of the century. No, by the end of this decade. What are you talking about? Hey, let's make neuroendocrinology the new glamour science, along with the lines of these are the guys who are going to give us fast relief from pain for life. Headache, toothache, pain in the neck, stubbed toe pain of mild or severe trauma, hurtful psychic states, lower back pain, etc. Ah, all things of the past. Hey, I got cancer, and it don't hurt a bit. And I'm not even worried about it. Heart attack? Ugh, no problem. I just felt a little bump. I feel just fine now. AIDS? Well, it's just another way to go. No pain. I just lost my job. My wife left me. But that's life. It don't hurt. And I'm very optimistic something else equally painless is right around the corner. Yes. Life is pain-free, Lark. No matter what happens, you may be sure of one thing. It won't hurt. Oops. It's a miracle. I'm absolutely pain-free through every fiber of my being. I may be dying, but God, I feel great. Hey, these neuroendocrinology guys are saints. Hey, give them all the money they want and throw in some Nobel Prizes for, you know, Nobel. Not Nobel. We're not interested in that one, Donald. And I don't think you're getting one of those either. Oh, look, my thing just slipped down here. I got to readjust my... oh, man, there's always something going on. I think it's going... I don't know if that's going to help. But I may have to sit down because my music stand just decided to get... go down below my ability to see it. Okay, well, I'm okay. You never know. Things are always happening. happening. Okay, without further ado, let's move on to past pain-free. I hope you have very little pain, and that if you do, that later on in the day you can take something that'll make it go away. Hope you got some for me, too. Whoa, 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 whoa. My brother, my sister, you got your hand on the plow, and you're working as hard as you know how. Feeling kind of low, oh, what do we do now? When the times are hard and the children are crying, my friends getting old, many are dying. Hard to be here now without hearing the sign. That's when I like to sing high and low, loud and soft, fast, slow. And I like to dance up and down, fast and slow, all around and around and around, and praise something greater. Oh, praise something greater. Praise something greater with my song, wah, 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 wah. And my dance, 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 dance. Praise something greater, 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 greater. Praise something greater with my song, wah, 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 wah. You were riding pain-free, I hope, on the BPE, on KLLG, 97.9, right up in Wooloo, Wooloo Wooloo, whoa, Willits, whoa, hey, who wants to, whoa, okay, okay, now let's put another harmonic in the rack, right? Okay, got one right here, this is an unusual one, ooh, tricky, kind of a minor thing. Right. Oh, dang, I keep doing that. Why I do it? Just to get people's attention, I guess. Hey, here's one for you. What is this? That was a man laughing his head off. Oh, God. Ow! Standing around, hanging around, feeling restless. Restless, oh. Standing around, hanging around, feeling restless. Restless. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna run? Who's gonna take you in? Where you walk? Where you gonna drive? Where you gonna fly? Yeah. The man said home is a place where you go, where they have to take you in. They have to take you in. Home is a place where you go, where they have to take you in. Have to. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna run? Who's gonna take you in? Where you gonna walk? Where you gonna drive? Hey, where you gonna fly? Yeah, standing around, hanging around, feeling restless, oh, restless. Standing around, hanging around, feeling restless, restless. Huh. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna run? Who's gonna take you in? Where you gonna walk? Where you gonna drive? Where you gonna fly? How about standing around and hanging around feeling stressless? Stressless. How about that? I know that's a tough one for me. Hey, there's a well-known Tibetan text, and it reads, "As for suffering, I do not wish even the slightest. As for happiness, I am never satisfied. And in this, there is no difference between others and me. Bless me, so I may find joy in others' happiness." Oh, that's rather old. How are we gonna do that? You know, that stressful way. Come on. Oh, well, name bum bim bum budo de bow. Hey, you can walk on around with your face on the ground and swear you can't see the light. Kick at the rip off your shirt and cry with all your might. Dream of the girls with lots of curls, say they lead you on. Sweat and slave and try to save and cry when your money's gone. Oh, pick it up. Oh, pick it up. Oh, don't put it down. Don't put it down. Pick it up. Oh, pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. I want to hear some good time music. Come on. Boo-dee-da-da. Good time music. A little bit of it. Good time music. Yeah. Woo-ah. Jump-bombing. Get it today. Ah, look out. Come on. Tighten your belt to your razor well and sit and wring your hand. And drag your feet across the street and wonder if you're still a man. Shave your head and stay in bed and think about leaving town. Talk and talk and take a walk and put everybody down. Come on, pick it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. Pick it up. Wow. Put it down. I want to hear some good time. Ah, a taste of it. Please give me some good time music. Ah, want to feel good. Want to feel good time music. Ah, ooh, bam, bim, bam, bim, da, 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 Ooh, hyperventilate. It'll do it. Ooh, yuck out. Oh, come on now. Turn on the news and get the blues and get to your friend. Think you're hot and hate what you got and scream, this is the end. Dig on your mind till you grind until you want to shout. Think of yourself as a book on a shelf and talk about checking out. Oh, pick it up. Don't put it down. Pick it up. Put it in your world. Yeah. Look out. Oh, show. Woo. I want to hear some good time music. Hey. Ooh, time. Give me a little bit of good time. Driving down the road, feeling pretty good right now. Yeah. Oh. Hey, look out now. Get old. Dum bumpy bumpy not bum. Pick it up. Hey, that's kind of an energetic thing, wasn't it? For an old guy like you, I don't know what you're doing with yourself. Okay, now, pick it up. And that's right. And don't put it down, you know, because that opens the door to, yep, you guessed it, stress. Hey, here's an adaptation, English translation, you might say, to a Hawaiian healing song. Another healing song. You've heard me do this before. Come on. Woo. La 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 la. Oh, hey. Oh, doodle la ba. Whoa, hey. Oh, la 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 la. Ah, yeah, la la. I love you, and I'm sorry. Ah, oh, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Oh, thank you. Come on, let's take a walk. Have a little talk. Look me in the eye. No time to lie, because I love you, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Oh, thank you. Hey. I love you. Oh, and I'm sorry. Oh, so sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Ooh, let's take a walk. Have a little talk. Look me in the eye. No time to lie. Because come on, take a walk. Have a little talk. Oh, look me in the eye. No time to lie, because I love you, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Love, sorry, forgive. Thank you. Yeah, those are some heavy words. How often have you said that? I love you. I love you, baby. Oh, I love you. Hey, love you. Love you, too. Yeah. See ya. Love you, too. Bye, man. Okay. So, moving right along, now that we're having such a loving, peaceful, stress-free ride on the Bipolar Express, you know, I kind of thought I'd shift gears and sing about robberies and murders and cowboys and trains, you know. I'm going to call on Train Singer at this point.
Hey, Train Singer. Yeah. I got some really low-life songs for you to sing here.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Here I am. Whoa, boy. Thanks a lot, Greg. Call me a low-life? Well, if anybody knows, he knows. Whoa, Gregory, you're giving away all our secrets here. Okay, well, hey. You know, I gotta say, we don't want that this peace and love and joy and wonder just to throw us off track, do we? No. So, but you know, I won't be riding on the skunk train now for the next couple of weeks. They're doing some repairs out there, and until the pumpkin train begins in early October. So, I guess I'll be closing the show with, you know, some of these train songs, and I'd love to play them too. But right now, let's put another harmonica in my rack. Okay, we open up this little pouch. My daughter gave me this wonderful little pouch. Keeps my harmonicas in. It's supposed to have 9mm magazines, but oh, they fit. These harmonicas just fit right in there. All right, what's it? Click. There you go. I'm all loaded, ready to shoot. Hey, that guy packing? No, he's just got the pouches, that's all. Okay.
Hey, somebody rode the Glendale train this morning, half past nine. Somebody rode the Glendale train, Lord, Lord, I swear I ain't lying. They made clean off with 16 G's and left two men lying cold. Whoa. Somebody rode the Glendale train, Lord, in the middle, whoa. Now Charlie Jones, engineer, 20 years on the line, kissed his wife at the station gate this morning, just about nine. Everything was fine until about half past nine. Charlie looked up and saw men on horses and men with guns. No sign of the law. Go down. Somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning, about half past nine. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, Lord, I swear. I lied. Oh, they made clean off with 16 G's, left two men lying cold. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, Lord, and they made off with a gold. White was a baggage man, Lord, he sold, he loved his job. company rewarded him with a golden wash fob. Amos White was just marking time when the door blew off his car. They found Amos White 15 pieces, 15 miles apart. Whoa, 'cause somebody robbed that Glendale train this morning, about 9 past 9, baby. Somebody robbed Glendale train, Lord, I swear I lied. May clean on 16 G left to man, let go. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, you know they made off with the gold. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, Lord, and they made off with the gold.
There you go, man. What are you going to do with a guy like that? Kill them. Take their money. No, Greg. Hey, you know, there's a lot of, when the trains started rolling across the those wide open spaces with nobody around, you know, there were some outlaws that used to take advantage of that. And one of them groups of outlaws, well, you know who they were? There was Jesse James and those guys. Yes, sir. You ever heard about Jesse James? Oh, well, I have. Mm-hmm. We like outlaws in this country. By God, yes, we do. It seems like we like to have outlaws running the country. They deemed it. Are they doing a good job? I don't know. It's a bad world. You might as well have bad people up at the top, right? Oh, I don't know. Anyway. You know, Jesse James was a lad. He killed many a man. He robbed that Glendale train. Hey, we just heard about that one. He stole from the rich and he gave to the poor. He had a hand and a heart and a brain. For a little while, anyway. Hey, it was that Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder how he feels. For he ate at Jesse's bread, he slept in Jesse's bed, laid poor Jesse in his grave. Hey, Jesse had a wife, mourned for his life, and three children, they were brave. Oh, that dirty little coward shot Mr. Howard, laid poor Jesse in his grave. Hey, Jesse was a man, friend to the poor. He never see a man suffer pain. And with his brother Frank, he done robbed that Gallatin bank. And he stopped the Glendale train, yeah. And it was on a Wednesday night, the moon was shining bright. Robbed that Glendale train. With the agent on his knees, he delivered up the keys to them outlaws, Frank and Jesse James. Whoa, Jesse had a wife, mourned for his life. Three children, they were brave. How that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard Lee, oh, Jesse in his grave. Now Jesse's brother Frank, they robbed that Gallatin bank, carried the money from the town. And it was in that very race that they had a little place, and they'd shot Captain Sheets to the ground.
Whoa!
Now the people held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death, and they wondered how it ever came to fall. But Robert Ford, in the fact, he shot Jesse in the back while Jesse hung the picture on the wall. God, oh, Jesse had a life, mourned for his life. Three children, they were brave, turning around the outlaws themselves. No, not about that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard. Late poor Jesse. Oh, God, you little bummer, you shot me in the back. Oh, God.
I know. They're long gone. It's amazing we still remember people like that. But, again, it's part of our outlaw culture here in the United States of America. Murderous outlaw cultures, yes. Genocide all over. Oh, God, Greg, stop. Sometimes I get running off at the, you know where. Oh, boy.
Okay, hey, look, we're getting down to probably getting down to the place where you'd like me just to be gone, and whatever's coming up next on KLLG, you're ready for it. But I will say again, September 30th, come on. That's KLLG's sixth birthday bash at the Willits Grange. And September 30th, that's right, you heard me. Wendy DeWitt, Greg and Malachi, and Funkacillin, they are there for your entertainment. I mean, all there. And also, I want to say that Turtle Island Tacos, they will provide the food, and there will be available beer, wine, and of course, that wonderful elixir called water. Now, tickets are $15, and you can get them at JD Red House. I believe they're about available there now, or you can get them at the door, which the doors open at 6 p.m., like if you wanted to get in there and start eating and drinking early before anything really started, before your friends realized what you were doing. No, whatever your reason. But, what am I saying? There'll be music, fun, and it'll be starting probably around 7, and it'll go to 10. So you guys can come down there, have a wonderful time, get all jacked up, eat, drink, and then at 10 o'clock, go on over to the pub or find something else to do. There's a lot going on in this town if you can find it. So, and come on, it's your hometown radio. It's our sixth birthday.
We're spoiled little rascals. We need your money, money, money.
Hey, also, on the next day, Sunday, October the 1st. Yes, can you believe that? Why don't you stop by the Rec Grove Park for music, food, and more vendors? Oh, yes. Willits Arts Party. Da-da-da-da-da-da. If anybody knows how to party, artists do. So come on down to the Rec Grove on Sunday. And you know, this is going to be not a late thing. There'll be people coming and going, playing soccer, and I hope they stop by. And I hope, actually, that this event might catch on and become an annual good time event for the folks here, for all of us, because we sure need opportunities for that. So again, Saturday night, it will be the sixth birthday bash on September 30th. And then Sunday, the very next day, from about 10 o'clock to 5 in the afternoon. So leisurely, have some fun, enjoy your own town and your hometown radio and your hometown entertainment as well. So, this is, again, the Bipolar Express. And check us out at www.kllg.org. That's right. www.kllg.org. Awesome. I always hope you have a good one on that one. But okay. I think, look, I do have some 10 minutes. But that song might go to, I know. Here's another outlaw tune just to kind of keep us from being too goody-two-shoes today. We're not goody. We're all finaglers, right? Hey, speak for yourself. Whoa, that guy. How? Ooh. Hey, here we come. Our railroad bill. Railroad bill. He never worked, Lord. He never will. Likes to ride. Railroad Bill, mighty mean man, shot the midnight lantern out of brakeman's hand. All ride. Hey, Liam. You out there, Liam?
Yes, I am.
You come in here for a minute, please? Here's my man right here. What's happening here is I've kind of forgotten what time we started this show. Was it 26 or was it 36?
It was
36. Okay, thank you, my boss. You know, I can't do any of this stuff without Liam and without Kyle and without Mike and without all these folks here at KLLG. People like me wouldn't have an opportunity to be on the radio. So if you want to be a programmer or a musician or have your own show, or come on down to KLLG. Give us a call, 459-KLLG, or www.kllg.org.
Orgy.
Orgy. Orgy. Orgy. I mean, oh yeah. Well, I'm climbing up on the mountain, heading out west. Got a 38 special sticking out of my vest. Cause I'm that bad man, railroad Bill. 38 special on a 44 frame. Lord, Lord, I got, how can I miss? I got dead aim. Ooh, ride, ride, ride. Ooh, he gonna ride it. You know, Railroad Bill, he took my wife. And he said if I didn't like it, he'd take my life. Bye, baby. Just kidding, honey. Ride, ride, ride. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill. You know he's living way out on Railroad Hill. Likes to ride, Railroad Bill. You know Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill. He never worked, Lord, he never will. Oh, he likes to ride, 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 ride. Yeah, we like outlaws in this country. Yep, I'm sure, Dad, I didn't get caught when I was a kid. Boy, I'd be working on the inside. Hey, welcome to Folsom Prison. I'm Greg Schindel, and I've been singing here for 50 years. Kiss, 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 kiss. I don't want to get out of here. I like these guys. I get all the love I need. God, who is that? Okay, as you can tell, I'm kind of free-falling right here. I got some, here's a fun song I bet you haven't heard for a long time and probably would, probably better off. But that's okay. I'm stuck with it. It's part of my repertoire. Now let me tell you a story about a man named Charlie. Tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Did he ever return? Go ahead. Ever return? And his fate is still unlearned. Poor old Charlie. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returns.
I sing it, Liam, yeah.
Charlie handed in his dime, Kendall Square Station, change for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him, one more nickel, Charlie could not get off of that train. Here we go now. Did he ever return? No, he'll never return. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. All night long, Charlie rides through that station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? Now did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned.
It's a pity he may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
Yeah. Charlie's wife goes down to that Scully Square station every day. Quarter past two. And through the open window she heads, Charlie, your sandwich is the train, goes rumbling through. Here we go. Ever return? No, he'll never return. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. The man who never returned. Now, you citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal? Have to pay. Hey, vote that fare increase. Vote for George O'Brien. Vote for Charlie off the MTA. Here we go. Did he ever return? No, he'll never return. And his fate is still unlearned.
It's a pity he'll ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
Oh, the man who never returned. Oh, the man, not the woman, who never returned. Hey, too, Charlie. Hey, that
and
was.
And from what I stand, understand, Mr. O'Brien won the election.
Oh my goodness! And did they get the fare increase? And
I don't know.
Oh well, there you go. Yeah, that was something. Kinston Trio. was the one I got. I had a good time with the Kinston Trio when I was a kid. I liked the folk music stuff, but anyway, that was one of the people still request on the train, if you can believe that or not. So,
Well, it's a train song.
It is a train song, and it's well known, and I like to think, hey, wait, here's one I think I can squeeze in the next 4 minutes or something like that. That's one of my favorites, and you've heard it a lot, but hey, I don't get tired of it. I know why you should out there. Ho, ho. Oh, ooh, that boogie feeling. Yeah. You know, Casey Jones was a mighty man, and I was living in the promised land. The only music he could understand was a 6-8 wheeler on a his command. He made the freight train boogie, ooh, all the time. He said the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. See how fun that is, woo! He said, woo woo. Wah wah ooh, wah wah ooh, wah wah ooh. We had the freight train book as he rode down the line. Whoa, the firemen started ringing the bell. People hung around so they could tell that Casey Jones was a coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler, flat on the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Whoa, freight train boogie. As we roll down the line, hey, it goes like this. Hey! Ooh, wah wah, ooh, ooh, wah wah, ooh, ooh, wah wah, ooh. I'll love you down the freight train buggy as we roll down the line. Well, wake up all the people all along the line. Oh, Lord, he could make a lot of whistle whine. Said to his fireman, now hold your feet. I'm gonna make the driver do the boogie beat and make the freight train boogie all the time. Freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Ah, hey! Woo woo woo. Wah wah woo woo. Wah wah woo woo. Wah wah woo woo. Wah wah. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Hey, you know what? Casey Jones was a mighty man. Now he's living in the promised land. He owned the music he could understand. It was a 6-8 wheeler runner, yes, come man. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Woo! Hey, this is Train Singer. We're on the Bipolar Express, and we are on that great radio station, KLLG, right up here in Willitsville. And, hey, again, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to say it next week if we're still alive. September the 30th. It's the end of this month, believe it or not. And by the way, we will already be in the equinox. It'll pass it. It's the 21st. My bone is coming up. And it's not your bone. It's my bone. And then the leaves will start to fall, and the nights will become chill. And by the way, you'll probably have a fire before long just to take that morning chill off. So, while that's all happening, make sure you make it down to the Grange on September 30th. And like I say, the doors open at 6. That's if you can come in and eat and drink and get really messed up before anybody else arrives. They won't know what you've been up to. So spend your money. We need it right here. It's all about the money. You know that. I know that. And this is your town, your radio. Please, come on down. What's her name? Miss DeWitt. Her first, Wendy DeWitt is one of the finest boogie-woogie piano players, I believe. Mm-hmm. And she'll be accompanied.
Nationally known.
Nationally known. And that's in this country. Who knows? Internationally. Who knows? Maybe perhaps. She's been to, you know, Puerto Rico. That's not a country.
That's still in the U.S.
Hey, well, we're in our last minute here. And again, it would be $15 at the door. Cheap. And there are all kinds of things to get the taco. That is... Turtle Island, that's a big word. That's our world, isn't it? Turtle Island. I mean, our country.
Our continent.
Yeah, there you go. So this is a continentally fine taco truck. Mm-hmm. And there'll be beer and wine and water and fun. Come on down. And the next day in the park, Rec Grove, the Willits Arts are going to have a party as well. There'll be vendors, food, music, and all that stuff. And I'm going to be there. I know it. But oh. Hey, KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willits. Bye-bye. See you next week.